It's been a thriving business south of the border, U.S.-owned rehab centers that cater to troubled American teens. But authorities in Mexico say the centers aren't what they seem, and in recent weeks, they've closed five of them. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Residential treatment camps and specialty schools for teens began moving abroad about 10 years ago as U.S. centers came under increased scrutiny. Center operators insisted the move south of the border let them offer more affordable alternatives to parents struggling with drug-addicted and unruly teenagers. But Mexican officials say the centers were operating on the cheap, without professional guidance and proper permits. Immigration Chief Javier Reynoso Nuño says four centers were shuttered in Baja California.
No es posible tenerlos en estas condiciones.
He says authorities found prescription drugs being dispensed by unlicensed personnel, numerous health violations, and punishment cells, which at one of the centers had bloodstains on the walls. 19-year-old Stephanie Frias calls herself a survivor of one of the closed camps known as Casa by the Sea. She spent 19 months at the facility, located in an old hotel on the beach outside Ensenada, Mexico. She says her first night at Casa, she was still coming down from a methamphetamine binge and was put immediately in a small room with a tile floor and no windows.
They'd make you sit Indian style. You'd have to put your hands behind your back, palm up, and you couldn't lean on your hands. I sat there for probably like a day and a half.
When authorities closed it, Casa housed more than 500 teens. Freya says the kids weren't allowed to speak in English. She claims for months at a time they were restricted from talking at all and discipline was intolerably strict. Freya says she never received treatment for her drug addiction and depression. She ended up relapsing once back home in Utah and says her parents are still struggling to pay off the $40,000 loan they took out to send her to Mexico. Casa and its parent organization deny any allegations of abuse or misconduct. Operators defend their behavior modification discipline and the isolation technique, and many parents swear by it too. Allison Ferris sent her son to the center in La Misión, Mexico.
One of the great benefits was exactly that they were isolated.
Ferris says she couldn't find help for her son in the U.S. Now 19 years old, Nick says he recovered from his drug and behavior problems because of some of the unorthodox methods used in Mexico.
If I was in the States, I would have ran. If it was in the States, you wouldn't have seen me there for more than 3 days.
La Misión, where the teen center operated, is a quiet town, not your typical tourist destination. It has just one paved road. And at the bridge crossing over a small river that winds to the ocean, Nelly Magana grills up tacos and tortas at her local restaurant. She lives next door to FET's now shuttered campus, located on 100 acres atop a hill overlooking the Pacific. Magana says she never heard anything bad about the center, from the kids or their parents.
The parents seemed happy. They said their kids were changed. They would ask me, what do you think of the place? I go, well, I never heard anything bad about it.
Any bad feelings in town now are directed at Mexican officials for closing one of the biggest employers in La Misión. The center's director, Eric Staub, did leave several local merchants with unpaid bills, and Mexican officials consider him a fugitive. Reached by phone in Southern California, Staub says he's working to reopen the center and denied any wrongdoing.
The Mexican government does not know what they did to these kids when they sent them home like this. What we're doing was right, and it was working.
For their part, Mexican officials say the rehabilitation centers must work more openly and in coordination with appropriate agencies if they are ever to open again in Mexico. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.